Yeah, my name is Bree Simmons.
Bree Simmons. Okay.
Yeah, and I work at Patagonia. I'm the environmental coordinator for the store and a floor leader. So I work there in the store, but I also plan days like this. So I work with the environmental nonprofits in the state to help support their initiatives. We have a few different ways that we do that. We have an environmental grants program through Patagonia, so we get through 1% for the planet. That's 1% of sales that gets donated to environmental nonprofit work. It gets allocated through the store. So this year we get to allocate $48,000 to different local nonprofits, and that's been pretty incredible growth the last couple of years. They've been increasing the budget, so that's been really great. Yeah, so we have funded, Hurricane Island is actually one of the projects that we funded through the grants program, and so that's where it's neat that we get to come do the internship day with them. So we also get to apply for both individual and group store grants to work with groups here in the state of Maine or throughout the country or even the world. Every year we do something, and this year we're working with the Hurricane Island group to basically do the data collection that we supported with the grant, which is pretty exciting.
So here we're now on Hurricane Island, and you guys came out this morning and you had a different group come out yesterday. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing?
So that's been a great tour. And then we've also been processing the scallop spat bags. So actually sorting through the bags to separate out different species, counting all the different scallops, tiny little, you know, I don't even know how big, just tiny little scallops. I was expecting them to be a little bit bigger. I mean, these are so small you could fit, you know, 10 of them on your thumbnail. And so counting all of those, keeping them in water to keep them alive, and then processing or separating out the tunicates. Yeah, that's right. So we've been pulling out tunicates and then counting things. We've got a little cool bag, so things like quahogs, and then, you know, any other species and sort of counting those as well.
What's a cool bag?
So it's anything that is exciting, that sort of is a little bit different, that'll help indicate sort of the general health of the system that we're looking at.
Neat.
Yeah.
And then do you guys take sort of your day and go back and tell people about it in Freeport? How does the loop continue?
Yeah. So, you know, a great way to reach our customers is through social media. And so we've been documenting a lot of photos and videos throughout the day that we'll share, obviously one-on-one conversations with customers in the store about the projects and about the grants. And we also have, one of the other ways that we support our groups is through wall displays. And so at some point we'll have a wall display again with Hurricane Island. And so be able to speak more directly sort of about specifics of the work that they're doing out here to share that with our customers. So yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And if we have any listeners who have heard that Patagonia does some funding of innovative environmental work in Maine, how can they find out more?
Yeah. They could go to patagonia.com. There's an environmental grants section on the website that tells them a little bit more.